All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, August 17th. So yesterday I told you about how Mark Meadows, perhaps the most obstinate stimulus negotiator, had a meeting with the House of Representatives Problem Solvers Caucus about the next stimulus relief bill. Well, Meadows was on CNN yesterday as well, and here's what he said. Let's go ahead and get a stimulus check out to Americans. Let's make sure that small businesses are protected with an extended paycheck protection program and put the postal funding in there. We'll pass it tomorrow, referring to such a bill. The president will sign it. Of course, just because Meadows voices support for stimulus checks or because Trump really wants to send out stimulus checks doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. They need Congress, both houses of Congress, to get this done. And look at what Meadows said. Stimulus check, PPP, postal funding. Now, we know, of course, that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has rejected such a piecemeal approach. But keep this in mind. I told you about Pelosi's Dear Colleague letter from a couple days ago about the next stimulus bill. Well, Pelosi wrote another Dear Colleague letter yesterday, and in this letter, Pelosi called on the House to return this week rather than on September 14th to discuss a bill called the Delivering for America Act that says that the post office is not allowed to make any operational changes to what existed on January 1st of this year. The situation, of course, being that some Democrats believe that Trump's new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has made tweaks at the post office to, according to the letter, degrade postal service, delay the mail, and threaten to deny the ability of eligible Americans to cast their votes through the mail in the upcoming elections in a timely fashion. Now, the House of Representatives coming back into session is not in and of itself big stimulus news, but if the Senate comes back in session as well to discuss this post office drama, if both houses of Congress are back in session earlier than expected, we could potentially see more pressure on the stimulus negotiators to resume their talks and get something done. This is an optimistic view, of course, I get it, but it is a slim possibility that it could happen. Because think of it, what do Democrats clearly want right now? What does Pelosi view as so important that she is calling on her colleagues to come back to D.C. in the middle of the August recess? What does she want them to vote on? This post office bill, this Delivering for America Act. She views this post office issue as essential. And just like with any bill, it would have to be approved by both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate. So what if Republicans are willing to give Democrats this post office bill in tandem with a little bit of piecemeal stimulus legislation, such as what Mark Meadows was talking about on CNN yesterday? Stimulus checks for the people, PPP for small businesses, and what was the third thing Meadows said? Post office funding. We know that the bill that Pelosi is talking about is not a post office funding bill, but we know that she is after that too. After all, she did put $25 billion to the post office in the HEROES Act. Of course, we'd have to get Trump to sign off on this as well, which is an entirely separate issue, but something to think about. How would you feel about such a bill? Only thing in the bill would be stimulus checks, just like the CARES Act, except now adult dependents qualify for the $500, PPP round two for small businesses, and post office legislation. How would you feel about such a bill? Let me know in the comments. And then maybe we'd leave state and local funding, which you know Democrats really want, to be negotiated separately and perhaps contingent on liability protection that Mitch McConnell wants. McConnell himself said a few months back that he would be open to more funding for state and local governments if it is in fact contingent on that liability protection. That of course leaves other issues on the table as well, such as unemployment, school funding, and more. Of course, for all this to happen, Pelosi would have to backpedal from her strong statement that she would not be open to a piecemeal approach to the next stimulus legislation. But hopefully, if stimulus talks do resume soon, the heated emotions that were very apparent among all negotiators, and particularly Mark Meadows, in the failed 2 weeks of stimulus negotiations we saw previously, would have hopefully subsided, and perhaps both sides would have become more willing to compromise on stimulus-related issues. Because just think of how frustrated you would be, how frustrated most Americans would be, most of the voters in this country would be, if a deal didn't get done. Tomorrow, we'll be only 11 weeks away from the 2020 election, with many voters having had made up their mind many weeks before that. I think of a lot of folks in D.C. want to keep their jobs. They need to get something done. All right, folks, that is what I have for you this morning. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.